The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The first thing we're going to talk about, though, is home ec. So there are apparently fewer students opting for it, and there is a suggestion as well that in the new Leaving Cert that it might become a purely theoretical subject, so no more practicals. Holly Dalton is with me, the chef and director of Conbini Condiments, and Claire Corrigan, a manager of the Alteration Centre. You're both very welcome. You both, I understand, did home ec. Holly, you did home ec for the Leaving Cert.
I did indeed, yes, exam subject.
And how would you feel about it becoming a theoretical subject only?
So that's actually taken me by surprise. I didn't even know about that. I hadn't heard about that. That's insane to me. I would say home ec is maybe 30% theory and maybe 70% practical. The whole point of home ec is teaching you practical life skills. I think that can help you manage a household. And when I say managing a household, I don't mean, you know, from like a woman's perspective. I mean, anybody who is lucky enough to have somewhere to live is going to need to know how to manage a house. And that means, you know, cooking. It means nutrition. It means like, how do I repair this? How do I organize this? How do I do my utility bills? All this kind of stuff. And it's vital. I think taking any kind of practical element out of it is kind of dumbing it down, for lack of a better word. I think if you take that out, maybe you're considering getting rid of it altogether as an exam subject. I know home ec has kind of been rebranded in a lot of other countries as home ecology, which makes it sound a little bit more, you know, I don't know, maybe more palatable and maybe more interesting. Maybe it needs a bit of a rebrand. That could be something to look at. But yeah, of course, it's a practical subject. Of course, it's a practical subject.
So how much has it changed over the last few years?
Yeah, well, I've been doing a little bit of this, you know, last week I was reviewing home ec as a degree subject in SETU, and it has changed a lot. I think there's a big focus on the kind of the modern Irish family and its role in society, and kind of looking at the home and how it impacts society as a whole. And obviously it impacts society in a massive, massive way. And I think, it, obviously, from a cooking standpoint, that's kind of what my background is in. That is why I did home ec, because I wanted to be a chef and that was the kind of closest thing to it. And there's a huge focus now on nutrition, on a huge focus on food waste. That was something that was not really spoken about when I was doing home ec in school. You know, food waste and sustainability and how that ties into our everyday lives is, I'm going to say, when I was looking at the syllabus, it was kind of 70-80% of it. That was massive. That was a big like underpinning point for the whole thing.
087 1400 106, I should say, is the WhatsApp number if people want to get their own views in on this. Claire, there probably was an idea people had of what home ec was, that it was kind of, you know, baking and cleaning and what have you. The way Holly describes it, it's an awful lot more.
Yeah, I think it's really important, home ec. Like, I really enjoyed home ec when I was in school many years ago now. But I think it is very important, the practical side of things, because I think that's where you learn. I think that's when you really kind of get the grip with some. For the likes of like the sewing and even bringing out the creativity in a younger person nowadays, I think that's really important too. And a lot of children may not even get the option to bring out that creativity side until they are in home ec, where they get to see if they're into like sewing, if they're like, even as Holly said, into cooking too. So I think, yeah, it's really important.
It strikes me as well, a lot of the stuff Holly mentioned, they're the type of things that we get texts into this show. You should be teaching kids how to do that in school, how to balance their books, how to kind of navigate their revenue website, how to do their taxes.
Yeah,
and now I have a great response to all of those texts, which is, we do that in school. It's called home ec, but people just don't pick it.
Yeah, it's just a different side. But I think it's an enjoyable subject, and it's one that like you can just be free and creative with. And I think that's really important nowadays, given technology, just to turn off, do something practical, therapeutic, make something your own. I think it's really important for kids today.
Holly, the other idea that people have about it is that it's a subject for girls' schools.
Yeah, well, look, that's unfortunately, that's true. And when I was on this panel last week
I don't think we could do it in our school. I was in a boys' school, and I don't think it was available as a junior cert subject.
Yeah, it still is in lots of places.
We were allowed to do it we did it in transition year. Apologies to Breda O'Loughlin if she's listening. All I really remember is the apple crumble and not even how to make it, but just how badly I did at it. Mm-hmm. But it was certainly a leaving cert subject. But even at that, it was kind of one people did for points.
You know, I don't understand why people do it for points, because it's not like it's any easier. Like, even the practical elements of it, you talk about you're making your apple crumble, and yeah, in junior cert, that is like the first thing you do. That, alongside sausage roll, is also very important. But you know, even the practical stuff, you have to write up a lot about.
Just make your own pastry for the sausage roll.
Of course not. You don't have the time. Okay. And this is another thing I've heard. They're starting to allocate less and less time for practical classes. There's a big thing at the moment now in a lot of secondary schools. We used to have an hour and 20 minutes for a practical class. Now it's only an hour. Like, what are you supposed to get done in an hour for a practical cooking or even, like, you know, yourself with sewing, anything like that? And I was always really, really bad at sewing. Thankfully, my husband has taken up that role, so that's fine. But, you know, by the time you have the machine set up, by the time you're ready to go, the bell's rung and you're out the door. You know, you're not. It's not enough time to learn these practical skills. Yeah, and in a classroom environment, that's when you should have the most amount of time. You know, and it's the same when I was in culinary arts in college. You were given 4 hours to make something, and because you need that time because you're stupid and you're making mistakes. You're just burning. You know,
Whatever happened to domestic science? Wonders Pat. That was the early previous name for it, wasn't it? Domestic science, a domestic science teacher. I think it was. Anyway, it just changed to home ec, and as Holly says, home ecology.
Yeah, that's the new one. That's going to be
whatever happened to home ec, Pat, is what people will be asking. Somebody else says, I was in a mixed school. It was mainly the girls who did it. They used to cook so much delicious food that we all got to eat it during lunch. So everyone won when it was cooking day in home ec. And another listener says home ec should be made mandatory in leaving and junior set exam subjects, and that is coming from a man who did it. I learned how to make a basic roux.
Yes.
Okay, I had to look for Holly for affirmation there. Roux in home ec, and I have been making it ever since, and that is 40 years ago. Claire, one thing that strikes me, you know, we're going to be having this conversation about rugby in a few minutes, and I'd imagine one of the issues that will come up is that all things are kind of cyclical, and you'll have a period where you've got great success and then a fallow period. And it's the same with regard to, you talked about sewing and those skills. They were skills that maybe kind of previous generations really valued. And then we had the fast fashion kind of, you know, stack them high, sell them cheap. And we thought we didn't need those skills anymore. Yeah. And they're kind of slightly coming back into fashion.
I think it's been back for a long time now. Okay. If anything, people take pride in their appearance more than ever. And as you say, like, clothes are so disposable that you need a new outfit for each event you go to. But you do, like, sustain clothes too by adding something to it. So you do wear it again, which I do see a lot of people doing, as we mentioned before, shopping in charity shops as well. That's another big thing to bring things back around, repairing as well, reusing. It is very important, but it is big. Like, we are extremely busy at the Olympic Centre.
And when you talk about kind of reimagining, so you're not just talking about kind of letting down the hem or something like that, as in somebody kind of completely restyling something.
Yeah, of course, like, to their own taste or like that. If they got something inherited, like a nice leather jacket, and you want to, like, shorten it, make it your own, add something to it. Same thing with a dress, if you want to wear your sister's, you know, that kind of way. So, yeah, no, it is big, definitely.
And are there types of material, when I talk about the stack them high, sell them cheap, that people might bring into you and you say, that's actually, the material is such poor quality, there's nothing you can do with it there.
Yeah, you see that now. But, you know, people who are shopping in the likes of the charity shops, I'm seeing good quality tweeds, like, which I really enjoy. Like, they don't make things like they used to at all. Like, and you will pay for good quality items. So we do say, like, buy good. Do you know, like, fast fashion is, you don't have them for a long time, but people do still get them altered. 100%.
Home ec should be taught throughout TY for all students, says one listener. I think it often is. Certainly that was our experience, but then not much beyond it. Students are not picking it because we don't have the teachers. 6 years in school, I teach in North Dublin, waiting for home ec teachers. We have 2 home ec rooms and no teachers. One suspects that's part of the problem, Holly.
Yeah, it's the third most in demand teaching position after Irish and maths, believe it or not. It's home ec is number 3. There's a serious lack of home ec teachers. And, I, you know, when it comes down to it, it's home economics. Is that valued within our society at the end of the day? I would say maybe no. I think there's a lot of invisible labour involved, and that is kind of what home ec teaches. And, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. People.
Is that a gender thing? Do you suspect where that comes from?
Duh. I mean, quite obviously, I would say yes. I would say yes, it is. I would think it's definitely changing. I think definitely. In my house, certainly, I'm not going to say it's 50-50, but it's close on. And, you know, there's always going to be somebody who possibly works outside of the home more, even if it's by a small margin. But I definitely think that's changing. 100%. That's my lived experience, and that's my experience for my peers as well.
Claire, do you suspect that's part of it? Some of the attitudes are just born of kind of the point we made earlier, that people used to think of it as, that's just for kind of the girls' school.
Yeah, I do. But, like, it's amazing. Like, I do get a lot of boys as well in. And years ago, like, a lot of the men were tailors, you know, like, it was the machinists now, they were women. But, like, we're 50-50, like, at the moment. But we do get a lot of interest with the younger children of today.
Mm. Yeah. Should home ecs not be taught at home? The clue is in the name, surely, says one of our listeners. Yeah, and they could teach woodworking out in the trees, maybe. Holly, what would you add to it, or what would you change or tweak about it?
About
how
itself?
It's taught, yeah, about I what's think, included, about how they manage it. You've already made the point, you'd absolutely keep a practical element. Mm. That's important.
I think it needs a bit of a rebrand, to be honest. And I think what I'm seeing being taught now, and a lot of, like you were mentioned earlier, what are you entitled to as an Irish citizen? Like, how do you use revenue? If you, like, what kind of social welfare entitlements are you entitled to if, like, you fall on hard times or things happen? Like, a lot of people don't know this stuff. Also, the citizens' information.
I still don't really know how my taxes work. 100%. You know?
But you don't, and it's crazy. Like, I'm in my 30s. I don't have a clue. When I look at a payslip, I'm like,
News
all right, that's nice.
Does that.
Yeah, exactly.
My employer does all that stuff.
Yeah,
I think I get money at the end of the month.
Citizens advice, like that website, that should be taught in schools. Like, everything on that website should be taught in schools, and citizens information, things like that. Like, even like your, what do you need to do when you go traveling? Like, what kind of insurance do you need? Like, life skills, like your pension, how does that work? Like, I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue how pensions work. All this kind of stuff. I think the like, you know, in inverted commas,
that's what they could call it. Don't mind home ecology. Survival skills.
Survival skills.
Lads would love that. They all fancy themselves as Bear Grylls, you see.
God damn, yeah. Lads. Yeah.
Yeah, home ec in brackets after.
Yeah, make it more masculine. Remember. That's what we need.
That's exactly
I'm
what
joking.
We need.
I'm joking.
Holly,
I'm glad
you're on board.
No, no.
Holly thinks we need to masculine it up.
Joking.
Claire, what would you change about it, or would you tweak anything?
Yeah, I think, like, as the practical, as Holly said, I think that is important. And maybe adding one or two other things, like the taxes is important too. So, yeah, and overall, look at it, wouldn't be a bad idea. But I do think it is important for your life skills for going forward. And that's a fun subject too in school that the kids do enjoy.
All right.
Important.
Survival skills with Bear Grylls. I like it. Holly is loving that suggestion. Holly Dalton, chef and director of Comedic Condiments. Claire Corrigan, manager of the Alteration Centre. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.